I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rat me voice!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast.
Rat me voice!
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hey, 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 yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix. I'm in the building.
We are the Raspy Voice Kids. You are now tuned into the Raspy Voice Kids podcast. We are doing pop culture.
Hit you with that pop.
Happy Monday morning to you and yours, everyone listening. You are on an escapade as we're talking today about public restroom etiquette. I guess this kind of applies to in your home, but nothing quite hits you like when you're out in public and you encounter a situation like someone knocking on your stall. Now, for some reason, I'm a grown man, Jeremy. Been a grown man. This is not new to me. This grown mannedness is not new to me. But when
I'm wondering where you're going with this, but go ahead.
When someone knocks on my stall, suddenly I feel a dread. A childlike terror that you only feel in childhood.
It's true.
I feel a discomfort. I feel uncomfortable. It's like I don't know what to do. It's like suddenly I don't have the tools to deal with the situation. Do you have a go-to for when somebody knocks on your stall when you're in a public restroom?
Yeah. You said this. And it's very simple to me. If somebody knocks on my stall, don't get me wrong. You still get those uneasy feelings. But the words come out very quickly. Using it. Two words. Using it. And they get, okay.
I go occupied. Occupied. Or sometimes I hit them up with a little Espanol and say, está ocupado.
Yeah, okay. You see, that's too much. Brandon, see, I don't mind it. If you just say, hey, look, occupied, hey, using it. It's a little uneasy. It feels a little awkward, eh? But it's life. Brandon, you ever had somebody like knock on the door and then the door slowly come open?
Yes. Yes. And you thought you shut it and locked it.
Yeah. Now, normally this isn't a problem. But you know what? It is a problem, Brandon.
When?
When you decided that day you wanted to be comfortable. You decided you want some leg space. Because, you know, sometimes them stalls are small and you move to the left or right and your legs are hitting. Sometimes you take that handicap bathroom.
No. Yeah, handicap
toilet. Brandon, do you know the spaciousness that you get with a handicap toilet?
I do know the spaciousness that they get for people who need wheelchair accessible bathrooms. Yeah, I do.
I'm just saying. Now when they come knocking on that and the door comes open slowly, now you just in trouble. Because you ain't close enough to the door to push it closed real quick. Then there's a problem.
Well, not only that, when you come out, they're going to see you're not handicapped.
Oh, come on now. If you use the bathroom, who going to be that dialed in? Who going to be that locked in?
Jeremy, plenty of people will be, especially, are you kidding? Especially nowadays, so many people are offended by everything. And you're taking up do they even call it a handicap stall anymore? I think maybe they call it the disabled stall. I don't even know what they call it anymore, to be honest.
I call it the luxury stall. When I go in the bathroom, I'm always looking for that luxury stall.
No,
heaven forbid you had a football game and you get caught in a regular stall. Woo!
See, I thought you were going to, when you were talking about the extra leg room, I thought you were going to be talking about something that I wanted to talk about, which is when you're using the restroom, there are people who put their pants all the way down to their ankles when they're going to the restroom, when they have to drop a deuce. Are you an ankle drop, a pants dropper?
Brandon, are you serious? You don't go to the ankles?
Jeremy, no.
Brandon, now there's a lot of cons to... There's one con I think about drop it to the ankles. You don't know what's on that floor. You don't know what the bottom of your shorts or jeans just picked up. And I don't really like it. But the truth is, brother, if around your knees, can you really get into it?
I can't get into it around my ankles because I'm mentally imprisoned. I'm locked in. They got me boxed in, son.
Brandon, when you drop to your ankles and your knees widen and you're free falling.
Jeremy,
I'm telling you, listen. I'm telling you.
If you, first of all, the dirty floor by itself messes me up. The dirty floor by itself messes me up. But then you add to it, what if that door didn't shut all the way and somebody busts in on you?
They gonna learn today.
Look,
Brandon, most of the time, if you're out, like, you ain't going to see these people again. Like you're saying, even if they recognize I'm using a luxury bathroom, you know, the luxury stall, I'm not going to see these people again. What are they going to do, roll their eyes and grunt? I'll roll my eyes and grunt right back.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, I don't ever use the restroom, pants to ankles, unless I'm at home. If I'm in public, especially at work, because at work, people have keys to bathrooms. And I've heard tales of housekeepers who come into bathrooms thinking that they're empty, unlocking doors, busting in on people. Sometimes I think it's on purpose if I'm really using my mind in the conspiratorial role. Part of me believes they might have done it on purpose. Some part of me says, maybe not. But nonetheless, now we both in an embarrassing situation because you have pants to ankles and they done got a whole glimpse and you done been glimpsed it on. And I just don't feel like I want to be in that situation unnecessarily. So I don't go pants to ankles unless I'm at home. So, needless to say, the only time I'm pants to ankles is at home. Rest of the time, I keep my pants at my knees at worst, sometimes a little higher.
I can't do it. I can't do pants to knees. I can't do
plenty
pants
of fiber
to
in my diet. Plenty of natural fiber in my diet. You got to get those vegetables in, son.
That is the most disgusting comment I've ever heard.
How is that disgusting?
No, thank you.
How is it disgusting?
What does fiber correlate to?
Being regular, not having to push, grunt, and fight.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever you say. Let me just talk about this with you real quick. Pants to ankles, Brandon. So I was in an emergency. I had to stop and use the bathroom. It was one of the places that had one stall and one urinal. Somebody comes out, knocks on the stall. I say, using it. And they out there huffing and puffing outside. And I'm like, oh, I need to hurry up because they really got to go. Which, I mean, to be honest, ain't my problem. But I'm trying to be courteous. I get done. I come out and they're already, you know, peeing in the urinal. I come around and Brandon, talk about pants to ankles. Now, that should be a crime. If you were in a urinal and ain't nothing wrong with you, if you have your pants to your ankles at your, you know, at a urinal, booty cheeks out.
I was about to say underwear to ankles too.
Brandon, booty cheeks out.
How old are we talking?
Brandon, old enough. Pat,
adult?
No, old enough.
Adult.
Yes.
Yeah, no. You want my story on that?
No, let me hear.
I was in school in kindergarten. And my name drop. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to name drop. Brandon Gear. I walk in the bathroom. Brandon Gear. Pants to ankles. Peeing. Standing up peeing. Pants to ankles. And I was like, brother, you do not have to live this way. I explained and to him that there are... What?
And what age were you?
Kindergarten.
See, that's what I'm saying. Old enough. That's too old.
That's my thing. In kindergarten, I taught this man, and he learned, and we talked about it in high school. Years later, because we went to school, you know, we went to all through elementary school, didn't have middle school or junior high together, but we were back in the same high school, and we laughed and talked about it then. It was like, it was a revelation to him then, but he was grateful that I dropped that knowledge so he wasn't that dude at the gas station exposing booty cheeks as an adult just to pee at a urinal.
I'm telling you.
Some people's parents fail them. And I'm sorry, that's a father problem. That's your father's fault in that situation as an adult. If you're an adult doing that.
Can I also say one more thing? There is a certain thing of using the bathroom etiquette. And I think I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. If there are 8 stalls and I'm in one of those stalls and nobody else is in any of the other stalls, if you come to the stall right beside me, that is not okay. That is not cooth. Spread it out. Now, if all of them are filled, okay. But if you have 7 other stalls to pick or 6 other stalls to pick from and you pick the one right beside me, now I'm going to have a problem. I'm going to have a big problem. And I have had a problem.
And it's worse with the urinal.
Yeah, but I don't know. No, I'm sorry. Because if I'm in a stall now smells are mixed in, and I don't know if it's mine. I don't know if it's yours.
Smell is mixed in no matter what in a bathroom the size.
No, Brandon. Sometimes you got some time. When they load up right beside you, I just got to go. I got to go.
No, listen, I agree with you. Give me some space, but a urinal is worse. Especially when they try to talk to you. Why are you trying to talk to me when we're in this situation?
No, I've never had somebody try to talk to me. I just wouldn't answer. Are you serious right now?
Look straight ahead and mind your own business. We are here for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to drain. Urinate and be on your way.
Yeah. Nope. That's what it is. Look, man, there's all kinds of cool things you could say, and we actually want to hear your responses. What's cool about using a bathroom in a public place? Football games, and I'm not talking about the trough where everybody just lines up, you know, and gets down old school Mountaineer style. I'm talking about any other place. What is your pet peeves? What is cooth? What should you do? What should you not do? Me and I also ate pitches, hit you with some. Brady, you got any more to say?
Mm-mm.
That's it. Good. That's a wrap. Get at your boys, the RVK.
Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.